This is Harry Murray with our stream report and sort of the prediction thing on August the 22nd. The smallmouth bass fishing has been exceptionally good, especially considering how low the streams are. Now, naturally, in our area, the North Fork of the Shenandoah is going to be the lowest of the two rivers. The South Fork's carrying about, maybe three times as much water as the North Fork. So if you're concerned about the wary nature of the fish, I'd hit the South Fork. Now, I've been fishing a whole lot early in the morning and late in the evening, working on the shady banks, and I've been doing real well with the Shenandoah popper in the size 6 and the damsel popper in the size 6. However you're going to do this in the flat part of the pool or the flat part of the tail of the pool especially, wade carefully so you don't spook the fish, because the big fish are definitely wary. Now, in the fast riffles and below the runs, the strong runs and everything, go underwater with the Olive Marauder in the 6, the Brown Marauder in the 6, and the Shanks White Streamer in the 6. And I'd fish all this on probably a 9 foot 2X leader. If you think you're spooking the fish, you could go to 3X, but 2X will probably do the job for you. Now, the mountain trout streams are very low, but they're a good population of trout in all of our mountain trout streams throughout Virginia. If you use a cautious approach and don't spook them before you get there, I think you can get some good fishing. Going down to 7X leaders, fish the Flying Beetle in a 16 and 18 and the Mr. Rapidan in a 16 and 18. The water temperature is dropping both in the trout streams and the bass streams, and I think that's what's bringing on this better fishing. We really have had outstanding fishing, especially since we've been getting these cool nights. If you have any question at all, just call me at the fly shop. That's 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.